The first happened around midnight near Long Island, southwest of Petersburg and west of Wrangell. Coast Guard spokesman Jonathan Klingenberg says the 75-foot tender, Pacific Queen, began quickly taking on water.
That vessel is sunk in about 40 fathoms of water.
Any word on what caused this?
The cause of the sinking is still under investigation.
He says the skipper and crew members abandoned ship and escaped in a life raft. The Coast Guard dispatched an H-60 helicopter from Sitka to help, but the three on board were picked up by the fishing vessel Windham Bay and taken to Petersburg.
This crew that was forced to abandon ship, they were prepared for a worst-case scenario. They had, you know, a life raft that they could get onto, and they had an EPIRB, which allowed them to be located in a timely manner.
Pacific Queen was tendering for Sea Level Seafoods, based in Wrangell. The company was contacted and said it is not going to comment on the sinking at this time. The second incident happened about 4:30 yesterday morning, when the 56-foot seiner Coral Sea ran aground near Doll Island. That's on the outer coast of southern Prince of Wales Island. Five people on that vessel abandoned ship into a life raft. They were picked up by the fishing vessel Time Bandit. You might recognize that name from the reality TV show Deadliest Catch. The Coral Sea is only partially underwater. Pacific Queen is completely submerged. Klingenberg says the Pacific Queen had about 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel on board. The Coral Sea had about 500. He says the Coast Guard will monitor both sinkings for fuel leaks. With Matt Miller in Juneau, Ed Schoenfeld in Petersburg, in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.